Penguin Random House Audio presents The Fifth Petal by Brunonia Berry. Read for you by Anne-Marie Lee. It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood. Stones have been known to move and trees to speak. William Shakespeare, Macbeth. Prologue. November 1st, 1989, Salem, Massachusetts. Isn't it a little late for praying? Tom Dale thought, but did not say. The child sat on a gurney just behind the privacy curtain in one of Salem Hospital's ER stalls, clutching what, to his lapsed Catholic eyes, appeared to be rosary beads. It was an odd picture. A young girl, not more than 5 or 6, prayer beads dangling from clenched and whitened fingers that were holding on to the crucifix part of the rosary so hard it drew blood. Trails of dried reddish-brown branching down her forearms and into the cracks between her fingers. Mean-looking scratches covered the child's arms and legs. If you could ignore the blood, she looked like one of Botticelli's angels. Dark curls cascading down her back, alabaster skin not yet marred by tanning beds or summer sun. The two nuns who accompanied her completed the angelic picture. The younger one sitting next to the child, holding her own rosary as she silently mouthed the prayers. The older one.